What's going on, guys? I'm Mike Cherman, founder and creative director of Chinatown Market, and this is Friends and Family, a brand new podcast from BR Kicks and Chinatown Market about the intersection between style and culture. For me, designing streetwear is more than just creating unique products. It's about community. And although our individual styles may vary, we consider everyone in our streetwear community friends and family. On this podcast, we'll invite some of our closest friends and family from the sports, music, and design communities to share their stories with us and collaborate on some exclusive pieces along the way. We'll tell you how to get your hands on this gear at the end of each episode, so make sure you're listening. It's not every day you're on the phone with Lil Yachty.
Well, I already got like a whole, I got a whole sheet of ideas, so I just picked the best one.
Well, I like that, man. I like when people come prepared instead of me trying to pitch.
For those of you who don't know him, Lil Yachty is a product of the SoundCloud rap movement. By using the platform as a way to upload and share original music without a label, it led to major record deals for some, including Yachty himself. Yachty's gone on to work with some of the best in hip-hop, including Migos and Diplo. But he doesn't take himself too seriously, which I love. And it made me excited to get on the phone with him before collaborating on some merch together. I start every project with a design call, and they usually go the same way. I say, hey, pitch a bunch of designs, and they tell me, make whatever. But not with Yachty. It seemed like Yachty had been preparing for this call his entire life.
I was thinking I could do a book bag, or I could do socks, I could do boxers, underwear. Or three pack of white tees.
Ooh, that's fire!
All right,
I like that 3-pack idea. I think that'd be a lot of fun for sure.
I had two different ideas for boxes. Like if I did a 2-pack pair of boxes.
Yachty came so prepared to the call that we literally could make an entire collection for a whole year with all the ideas he had. We also love someone who really knows what they like and especially what they don't like. Yachty wasn't shy about this on the phone with us.
We had initially this idea of, you know, doing an homage to kind of your classic chains, which, you know, kind of pulls back to, you know, the classic BBC and like...
Yeah, but that's been done before, you feel me? Like, that's almost like I get to pay homage, but that's been done.
No, of course, man, of course.
And they keep doing it.
Yeah, of course.
You know what? You can't win them all.
Yeah, you came prepared. It made our job a lot easier, actually.
That's Josh Umil on the call with me. Josh started off working in the warehouse, but with an eye for design and a sick set of skills, he's now one of our top designers.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank
you. Good?
I'm glad you pitched that and not me.
Yeah, right? So you can just sit on it? Yeah. All good.
Yachty and Josh have much more in common than you'd even think. But at the end of the day, what makes these two most alike is their passion. Whether it's music, style, or anything else, they've dedicated their whole lives to it. And to me, that's what makes them an ideal match to work together. You can tell it's Lil Yachty from his iconic hairstyle, bright red braids with clear beads. But he is best known as a rapper and trap artist who first came into the spotlight in 2015. Lil Yachty always seemed to know he was going to be famous. And once he began to take himself seriously, things started happening, including a multi-label record deal. Lil Yachty was fully immersed in music from a young age. His father worked as a photographer in Atlanta, Georgia, with local acts such as Outkast, Goody Mob, and Lil Jon, always dropping by his studio.
I was just around. I just kind of soaked it up.
Right.
He just played. He had such a wide range of music. You know, all my friends, when I met them, you know, growing up, they were just straight rap.
Yeah, you know, of course. Especially down Atlanta.
Opened up a lot of their ears.
Rapping aside, Yachty's style is something that really stands out to me. From the chains around his neck to his iconic hairstyle, he's always looking cool. Yachty's love of fashion began at an early age.
My mom loved designers, she still does.
Right.
So I was always around it, watching her like wait for the mail and get a package, be so happy to open it and touch it. I remember my mom got her first Rolex.
Oh man.
She was so excited. It was like this used Rolex that she probably paid like $4,000 for, which at the time
but
in high school,
I thought,
I was like, whoa, mom.
Yeah. Yachty attended an academy until the 8th grade. That meant uniforms. But eventually, he was able to wear what he wanted, and he went all out.
At the time, I was heavily into, like, California beach looking.
Like Hollister.
Yeah.
It was like that skate time
right.
for everyone, yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't skate, but it was just more so this, like, beach look. When I got to high school, and that's when I really tapped into fashion.
Right.
And I started off wearing the 100s.
Yep.
Heavy. And then I got into thrifting in like 10th grade, and that was all I did.
Like the starter hats and like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's the vibe.
Like Yachty, Josh is an avid thrifter. Although Josh has been into streetwear for most of his life, it wasn't what he thought he'd end up doing as a career. Born and raised in Los Angeles, Josh was deeply influenced by his much older siblings. This included his record-spinning brother-in-law, a local legend at the time.
Like, I wasn't making, like, quote-unquote trap beats or anything. I was going to record stores and going through, like, library records and, like, old Italian funk shit and just, like, making, like, weird beats.
Josh thought that he'd be making beats for the rest of his life. But things changed after his brother-in-law was deported and Josh went out there to visit.
I was at, like, a resale store in the Philippines and there was, like, a Dubtap shirt there. And, like, I was like, what is that? And, like, I held it up and I was like, damn, this shape is crazy. That was also the time when I was like, damn, I don't make clothes.
These days, Josh is on the design team here at Chinatown Market. And he's still making beats in his free time. Like this one. Check it out.
What's good, man? What's
up?
Welcome. Thanks for coming out.
Hey.
Mike, nice to meet you.
This was Yachty's first visit to Chinatown Market. And when he arrived, he was looking really confused, but honestly looking fresh as hell.
So what are you wearing today? Like, what's like, obviously you got your midnight hoodie on right now.
This is, I'm actually airport geared up.
Needle, you gotta be comfortable.
Needle sweats, midnight hoodie.
Yep.
Very dirty, off-white forces.
That's the way to do it.
Before diving into the collaboration, we took some time to chat, just the three of us.
I heard your mom taught you how to sew.
My mom did teach me to sew in high school.
Like full sewing machine or by hand?
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can like deconstruct garments, put them together?
I used to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like make like punk jackets, go put patches on it.
Well, my thing was I loved sweatpants, but I liked skinny clothes back then, but they didn't have skinny sweats. Like
right.
They just didn't have that skinny socket track. So I used to make them. And I kind of became like the alterations guy at school, sewing everyone's sweats.
Yeah.
Yachty Margiela.
And their loose jeans, just making everything skinny for everyone.
That's tight.
Hoodie or crew neck?
I like crew necks, but I always pick hoodies because I go out in public, I can hide my hair.
And plus, especially if you're on a plane, you want to have that hoodie
always,
over your head.
But truthfully, I like crew necks more.
All right, would you rather wear sneakers or slides?
I don't wear fucking slides.
What about VizVims, though? What about VizVims? The Christos.
All I wear is Yeezy slides.
Would you rather wear watches or bracelets?
My assistant got me this from Mexico. It's a cheap-ass bracelet with fake gold. I never take it off because... No one ever gets me anything, so when someone gets me something, I really value it.
All right, what about jewelry? Gold or silver?
Gold. Yeah.
Do you have any silver?
Well, no. White gold, though.
White gold, okay.
I have a lot of white gold.
I like white gold.
And while he was feeling the jet lag, his whole face lit up when we started talking about how much we loved his designs.
I came up with, like, a few designs that, like, I mean, I didn't expect them to be used. I just kind of did them.
No, it kind of really like, we're excited to kind of, you know, take you back there. Everything you brought really kind of blew us away, you know, it's...
I just wanted to do something cool. I never get to design anything.
We got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay. On to my favorite part, actually making shit.
Cool. Let's do it. Let's head over.
We brought Lil Yachty to our innovation lab. This is where all the magic happens at Chinatown Market.
Pretty much everything in here for us is like how we get our ideas out. You know, everything from flocking, vinyls, reflectives... You know, printing, tie-dyes.
So at Chinatown Market, the main core of the Innovation Lab is all about getting ideas from concept to creation rapidly. We have every single machine in our office from sewing and sample making, laser cutting, embroidery, and digital printing. All these steps allow us to be able to make one garment, sell it, and be able to ship it by the next morning.
To me, this should be natural, man. Just start, like, you know, picking these things out. We can kind of talk about it.
Yeah.
And then as you kind of feel like you got inspired, let's start laying it out in the shirt, and then we'll go ahead and make it.
For our collaboration together, we decided to make a few different shirts. Yachty came up with a smiley face shirt with a grin as wide as the T itself. And then there's this Mickey Mouse concept. On the front of the shirt, you get a smiley face with Yachty's braids. And when you flip over the T, you get the back of Yachty's head. This is an homage to those Mickey Mouse t-shirts of my childhood.
That's why it made me laugh so much.
Yeah, man, exactly. No, we thought you'd either hate it or you'd appreciate it.
Yeah, like, back of my head?
Yeah.
I think it's sick, though.
Exactly.
The typical process for making t-shirts at Chinatown Market is pretty simple, and it's also pretty fast. So once you finish your design, this is when we actually go into the creation process. Depending on how we're going to make it, there's all different approaches. But in this instance, we immediately took the design, I mocked it in the computer, I loaded it into our DTG machine, which is essentially a big at-home printer for t-shirts, and then we immediately printed that design onto the shirt.
We have a DTG machine, so like, if you want to just place these on a sweater, we can literally just print it here.
But yeah, so start laying it out and like messing around, and then as you're going, Josh and you can kind of start making this hoodie together.
And while I was printing Yachty's hoodie, he was over at the other table with Josh working on his own DIY piece.
I'm really simple.
Nah, it's tight.
It's one upside down. I think it's cool.
I mean, if you want to keep it simple, we don't have to throw this one on there.
Yeah, I was thinking, you don't have any small ones, huh? Like, they could go right here.
I think we do.
Yachty was like a kid in a candy shop when we were creating with it.
Rhinestone Chinatowns. We even got plain Chinatown that aren't rhinestone, too.
What do they look like?
Sifting through different rhinestones, smiley face patches, like letters and numbers, and, you know, he just truly created a piece that he was, you know, proud of.
I'm having such a blast.
Really?
Yeah, designing is fun.
It's tight. You should come by more often.
I never get to do it.
And then, with a few more revisions, we let Yachty actually take a stab at finishing one of his own pieces on the heat press.
I don't know if you pay attention, but... We're taking do whatever you want to do. Yeah,
the Josh show.
Is this hot?
Yeah, it's 330 degrees.
Wait, what part is hot? You have your hand on it.
It's fine. I'm used to it. No, I'm just kidding. This part's hot.
Okay.
Let me quickly pop in. We just got this, the one that you designed, like super psycho.
It looks fire.
Fat mouth, so to be so iconic.
I think the best part of this whole process was getting to work with someone as passionate as Yachty. His face seemed to be totally different after seeing his designs come to life. At the end of the day, I think we came with some great products. And you'll have a chance to get your hands on them soon. More on that in a minute.
When are you coming back, dude?
Whenever, man.
We need to know when you're coming back.
Next time in LA, I'll fucking stop by.
Yeah, man.
Pull up whenever.
Honestly, Yachty, come back to Chinatown Market anytime, man. We'd love to have you come by and make more sick gear with us. Okay, so now you're probably thinking, this was great, and those guys are cool as hell. But Mike, how do we see the finished product? Head over to BR Kicks and check out the Friends and Family video series, which features exclusive footage of the design process and the finished products. To purchase the exclusive gear featured on the podcast, join Chinatown Market and BR Kicks at the Drop Up, where guests will have a first-hand look at the latest in sneakers and streetwear, with dead stock sneaker giveaways from BR Kicks. See you at the Drop Up in New York City on December 13th from 2 to 7 p.m. Sign up free now at BleacherReportEvents.com. Can't get to New York on the 13th? Head over to thechinatownmarket.com, where you can buy your favorite gear while supplies last. Thanks for listening to the Friends and Family Podcast. Look out for our next episode, which is dropping December 6th, and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Friends and Family is a collaboration with Chinatown Market, BR Kicks, and Etwell Media. Thanks again to Lil Yachty and Josh Umiel. Original music by Clear Blue and Josh Umiel. Produced and edited by Molly Socha, Ashley Taylor, Mitch Bluestein, and Will Malnati.